We are a movement of hope for the city and beyond. And kids, we are so glad you're here to listen to audio Bible stories today. Everything from Valley Creek Kids is built around four truths that
God is good, Jesus has forgiven me, I am loved, and everything is possible.
Those four truths tell us the gospel, our story of hope, and we hope you always remember them. Now, let's get ready to hear a story from the Bible, God's Word. The Bible is a big book full of many stories that all tell one big story, God's story. And every single one of those stories points to
Jesus.
So, kids, I want to invite you all to take a deep breath in and out. And let's listen. This episode is part of a special series of episodes we're doing to celebrate Christmas. We celebrate Christmas because Christmas is when Jesus came to bring us hope. You see, before Jesus came, the world was lost and broken, with no hope. But God promised to send a Savior to bring light to our dark world. No one really knew who that Savior would be or what he would look like, but when the time was right, he came. Jesus came. So, right now, I am going to share that story with you, the story of when Jesus came to bring us hope. This is the story of Christmas. It can be found in the Bible beginning in Matthew 1. Picture this with me. In the small town of Nazareth, it's a day like any other. As people eat their meals, take care of their livestock, and talk with their neighbors, it's life as usual for a young woman named Mary. Sometime soon, she'll be getting married to a man named Joseph. But this particular day is nothing special. Mary is just a normal person, living a normal life, until God does something extraordinary. Mary is going about her regular routine when all of a sudden she is startled as a man shining with light appears in front of her. "Greetings, you who are highly favored," he says. "The Lord is with you." This is an angel, a messenger sent by God. Why is he here talking to Mary? She is troubled and wonders what this could be about. But the angel reassures her. He tells Mary not to be afraid and explains that God is pleased with her. Then he tells Mary the message God has sent him to share, saying, "You will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus. He will be great, and he will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord will give him the throne, and he will reign forever. His kingdom will never end." Mary can hardly believe her ears. Our Savior, the one God has promised his people, is coming. God's plan is unfolding, and somehow she is going to get to be part of it. How can this be? Mary wonders. The angel explains, nothing is impossible with God. Even though she still has a lot of questions, above all else, Mary loves God and she trusts him. So she tells the angel, "I am the Lord's servant. May it be as you have said." The angel leaves, and soon, just like he said, Mary becomes pregnant with a baby boy, the very hope of the universe. Except when Mary's soon-to-be husband Joseph finds out that she's having a baby, he does not understand. This doesn't seem right to him. He even considers breaking up with Mary and calling off their wedding. But one night, as Joseph sleeps, an angel appears to him in a dream, saying, "Joseph, don't be afraid to take Mary as your wife. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." When Joseph wakes up, he isn't worried anymore. He knows that this is God's plan. So he does what the angel said. He and Mary get married and wait with excitement and anticipation for Jesus to be born. No one is expecting the Savior of the universe to come as a little baby, yet here he is, on his way. Now, while all of this is happening, the ruler of the land is trying to figure out how many people live in his kingdom. So, he orders everyone to go back to the town where they are from to be counted. This means that Mary and Joseph need to travel all the way from Nazareth to the town of Bethlehem, where Joseph's family is from. So, Joseph and a very pregnant Mary pack up their things and begin the long journey to Joseph's hometown. After days and days of traveling, Mary and Joseph finally arrive in Bethlehem, alongside lots of other people who are there to be counted too. Tired from their journey and knowing that Jesus will be born soon, Mary and Joseph search and search for somewhere to stay. But with so many people in town, there is no room for them. What are they going to do? Finally, they settle in a stable, and there, surrounded by the animals, is where Jesus is born. Mary holds little Jesus close and wraps him in cloth to keep him warm. She and Joseph take a manger, a trough animals eat from, turn it into a bed, and lay Jesus down inside. This baby, surrounded by hay, who seems so small, so unimportant, is the one the whole world has been waiting for. God with us. Our King of Kings, Prince of Peace, the light of the world, our hope, our teacher, our promised Savior is here. A star appears in the sky, showing everyone that Jesus has come. Now, close by, a group of shepherds is taking care of their sheep. They stand under the starry night sky, watching over their flocks, when suddenly an angel appears before them, lighting up the darkness. What can only be described as the glory of God is shining all around them. The shepherds have never seen anything like this before. They are startled. But the angel explains, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all people. Today, the Savior, Jesus, has been born." The shepherds are filled with joy. This is good news. The angel tells them where they can find Jesus, and then more angels appear. The entire night sky is lit up as the angels praise God, singing a beautiful song. Glory to God in the highest, and peace to everyone on earth. After the angels leave, the shepherds look at one another and say, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." And with that, they hurry off to find Mary, Joseph, and baby Jesus. When they arrive at the stable, the shepherds step inside. When they see Jesus, they stare at him in awe. With the birth of this little baby on this quiet night, God's promise has been fulfilled. Barely able to contain their excitement, the shepherds leave the stable and run to tell everyone the good news. Our Savior is here. Now, there are three wise men from the east who saw the star appear in the sky when Jesus was born, and they know exactly what the star means. The one they have been waiting for is here. So, they make the long journey to see Jesus, to see for themselves this amazing thing that has happened, to be close to the King of Kings. The star guides them from above until they arrive at the house where Jesus is. As the three men step inside and see Jesus there with Mary, they are overjoyed and can't help but bow down and worship him. They give Jesus gifts of gold and treasures, celebrating that he has come to bring us hope. You see, God showed us his love by sending his one and only son, Jesus. Jesus left his throne in heaven behind and came as a baby in a manger to bring healing to our hearts, light to our darkness, and heaven to earth. Christmas is when Jesus came to bring us hope. Wasn't that a great story? Kids, thank you so much for joining us today. And parents, we would love to stay connected with you. You can find us on your favorite social media platforms or at valleycreek.org. And for other Valley Creek Kids resources like worship music, messages, coloring pages, and more, you can check out Valley Creek Plus. Well, we hope you join us again soon. Bye!